Yep. You're on the Maddie. Jared's on the line as well from Quakers Hill. Morning, Jared.
Hey, Jared.
How you going, guys?
Mate, good, thank you, mate. What are your thoughts on this, buddy?
Mate, I was there on the day.
Yep.
Question. I play for some Pats. I'm the club captain out there. And
okay. Were you playing or were you just watching this game?
No, I played. I played the game.
Okay.
I just think it was. It's been grossly over exaggerated, the whole incident, and it's a shame. I heard Phil just a couple minutes ago talk about it, and like he wasn't there, and yeah, he does have to take his referee's word for it. But you know, in respect to him, when he says, you know, their experience, they could have easily just approached the referee, and they would have been glad to have a chat. It's totally wrong because the referee showed no respect to them at all.
Okay. You know, tell us what happened, Jared.
Oh, I don't want to go into the details too much because that's for them to talk about with the NRL, and they've got to say their side themselves. But you know,
just say from your point of view, you were there, just with your own eyes. You tell us what you think.
Well, see, the problem happened when an injured player from our side dislocated his shoulder. So the referee stopped the game for him to get up and be removed from the field, and David was escorting him from the field mm-hmm. when he was probably 20 metres from the sideline, and the referee resumed play, and play
shouldn't happen. Of course, it should wait for the player to get off the field.
The play travelled over towards where David and our injured player were, and you know, it put both of them in danger. And you know, David wasn't happy about that. As you know, he has a duty of care as a trainer to look after an injured player. So at the end of the game, he wanted to discuss that with the referee, and the referee didn't want to bar it. He didn't want to talk to him. And just
what was the language like? Did he say, "Hey, ref, come on"? Or did he say, "Ref,
no,
you're a blah, blah, blah"?
He didn't swear. No, he's not like that. So the problem with the Fifita boys is they're loud. So anything they say gets taken in the wrong context straight away. They're both respectful, and they're targets. So any time they're on the sideline yelling and screaming, it's normally in good jest. And unfortunately, anyone that yells anything in the vicinity of them, they're the first to blame. Obviously, they're high profile. It's just a shame because those two, you could not tell me two NRL stars that spend more time at their junior club than those two. They're pretty much every day off they can, they're down at St Pat's helping the juniors out or the A grade or the reserve grade. It's just really a shame because they've never asked for any recognition for anything like that.
But there was Jared, another incident in 13 when you played a semi-final against Doonside or something.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's form or wherever you're playing. I mean, I know all about people getting targeted. I know about it. I know all about that. But what you do when you get targeted, when the first time it happens to you, you go, okay, well, now that that's happened, I might try and put things in place so it doesn't never happen again. Like, don't yell out at the football when you're a state of origin player, or when you are, if you were David on the field and you thought you're in danger, just say, hey, stop, ref. Hey.
What Jared said there is, you know, yeah, it's unfair because if they're yelling out and, you know, they're targeted. Yes, because Andrew Fleeter is a state of high-profile, state of origin footballer, and that is why. And with that comes a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, it does.
I've heard
the same story. About
thanks
the
for your call,
brothers,
Jared. We appreciate it.
How
mate.
Much they put into St. Pat's in particular, the club, but that's all that good work they do comes undone by one incident. And if someone like Phil Rothfield, who's Sharks' number one supporter, is saying if these blokes are found guilty, they shouldn't
play for the rest of the season.
They should kick him out altogether. Well, you know, it's pretty serious.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, Buzz is a Sharks tragic,
yep.
And you've got the Sharks who have just snuck into the eight now,
yep.
Who are hanging in there, they're on a tightrope. For him to come out and say that he should be rubbed out for the rest of the year if he's found guilty, well, that shows you the enormity of it.